Time now for the Cattle USA Hot Barn Report on this great American radio station. Here's your host, Monty James.
Now, here's Karina Jones with part two of the interview with Senator John Thune on America's Hot Barn Report.
So this week, there was a really concerning news coming out of Brazil with two confirmed BSE cases. Did that amplify the need for mandatory country of origin labeling for our American consumers?
Absolutely. I think every time there's any kind of an outbreak like that in another country, it reinforces the perception that people in this country have about wanting to know where their beef's coming from. And it, particularly if you're a producer here in the United States who, you know, we produce the highest quality products in the world, and you can't differentiate your product from that that's coming in from another country around the world. I mean, that to me is a crime, and it's something we've been trying to fix for a long time. But anytime there's news of a situation like that, I think it just amplifies the need for a mandatory country of origin labeling bill, so that when people buy something at the marketplace, if it's come in from another country, say it's come in from a Brazil or an Argentina, and then it gets further processed here, it gets labeled as a product of the USA, and it's not. And that's got to change. That's why I think mandatory country of origin labeling is so important, not just for the opportunity that our producers have to differentiate their high quality product from other products that might come in from some other place around the world, and to give them what I think is give the consumer clearly what they want, and that is to know that they're buying something that was raised and born, raised, and harvested here. But it also deals with that issue of food safety, which I think is so important in a lot of people's minds.
What would you tell cattle producers and consumers to do in terms of calling their senators and congressmen? What's the name of the bill?
Well, it's the American Meat Labeling Act. But call your members of Congress, and it's got to be wider than just kind of the nine main cattle-producing states in the country, because to pass something, it takes half in the House and more of that in the Senate, typically. But I think that we need to get this kind of a grassroots movement, get people engaged, consumers, and I'm encouraged that we've got one of the prime sponsors of the bill is Cory Booker, who's a senator from New Jersey, who I think, in his state, he's got some, I'm sure, production, but he's also got a lot of consumers. And I think that when you get the consumers and the producers together, you can send a really strong message. And I'm just hoping that people around the country will care enough about this subject to want to weigh in with their legislators, whether they're from a cattle-producing state or not, because it has implications far beyond the producer. It clearly has implications for consumers in this country who have a right to know where the products that they're putting on their plates.
Consumers, cattle producers, light up that Capitol switchboard, 202-224-3121. Let's get our beef labeled.